Random House Audio presents West of Dodge, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour.
A pound of dried beef, a tin of tobacco, and one box of 45 caliber standard loads. Will that be all, mister?
I believe so, yes.
This comes to $3.17. There you go. Thank you. I hope you don't mind my warning you, but you better watch yourself here in Stillwell.
Oh?
This is Tom Stroud's town.
That's so.
He's Marshall here, and he's poison for gunfighters.
Lance Kilkenny studied the shopkeeper for a moment.
I'll be all right, thanks.
I hope so.
He was a short man with a narrow face and a scar on his jaw. His concern appeared to be well-intentioned. Kilkenny finished packing up his purchases and started for the door.
I'll keep what you said in mind.
A good day to you, then.
Lance Kilkenny stood on the boardwalk outside the general store, his saddlebag slung over his left shoulder, and his black, flat-crowned hat tipped back on his head. He was a tall, spare man who looked much less than his 200 pounds. He had a handsome, if hardened-looking face, with high cheekbones and green eyes. Kilkenny removed a small leather bag from his shirt pocket and began to build a cigarette. It disturbed him to find that he was recognized here as a gunfighter, if not by name.
Tom Stroud, huh?
Kilkenny needed no introduction to reputation-seeking marshals. There were plenty of lawmen.